With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Senate Republicans are telling President Biden not so fast on that multi-billion-dollar Israel and Ukraine aid package. Senator Marsha Blackburn says not a dime until there's a commitment to finally take care of America's borders.
If we want to talk about securing borders, let's secure our border first. When we talk about aid to Israel, let's do it and let's pay for it.
Republicans also don't want the Ukraine and Israel funding lumped together in a single package. They want those items voted on separately. But the White House, President Biden, steadfastly refusing to even consider such a compromise. Got fairly heated on stage at last night's Republican presidential candidates debate, although the far and away front runner was not there again.
The large crowd here at the fourth debate clearly supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And while he garnered the loudest applause, he's way behind frontrunner Donald Trump, who was not here on stage at the University of Alabama. Tom Bevin, president and co-founder of RealClearPolitics.com, says so far DeSantis not connecting with voters.
He has tried to be the Trump alternative in trying to win over Trump voters while attacking Donald Trump. And that's really a tough sell. He's ended up alienating more people than winning them over.
Laura Winters, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Also at SRNnews.com, a shootout with police killed the gunman in yesterday's attack at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. The gunman killed three people, wounded a fourth. The attacker, said to be a professor, turned down for a job at the school. Intent on destroying Hamas, Israeli forces have now turned their fire on southern Gaza, bombing the town of Rafah twice overnight. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 68 points, NASDAQ futures up 33. This is SRN News. Men are really cleaning up in women's cycling.
Both the gold and the silver medals at the single speed competition of this month's Illinois State Cyclocross Championship went to men. Cycling federations have been especially welcoming to transgender athletes. As a result, men are beginning to dominate women's races. Legendary tennis champion Martina Navratilova doesn't like it, delivering an ex-post that reads, quote, "More mediocre males taking podium places from female athletes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Wisconsin judge has reaffirmed her ruling this summer that state law permits consensual medical abortions after the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade reactivated the state's 1849 abortion ban. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Schlipper ruled in July that the ban prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child, but does not apply to consensual medical abortions. This is SRN News. It was a Sunday morning 82 years ago today, the deadly Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. On Monday, December 8th, President Franklin Roosevelt went before Congress.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
More than 2,400 Americans were killed, at least 1,000 others wounded in the sneak attack, nearly two dozen naval vessels damaged or sunk, some 200 aircraft destroyed. As part of Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, American flags flying at half-staff today. More details at SRNnews.com.